Yo, Eagles Nation, stand up.
What a guy.
What a fucking guy.
What a guy.
I mean, the hat sucks, but what a guy. Fucking lose the hat.
What a guy.
What a guy.
Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly. Philly.
Thanks.
Yo, Daylight Savings Pod. Coming to you live on YouTube. Actually, not live on YouTube. Fuck.
This is awkward.
Podcast platforms and YouTube is where you can access this however you are. Thanks for taking part. We're off to a fucking fantastic
start. First of all, can we talk about
here.
These awesome graphics at the bottom of the screen? Thank you, Justin.
So, yes. Look
at
fuck yeah.
We get to look at Coach looking at us all the time.
Yes, we get the eagle head up there. We got
Highlighter Sirianni.
What a guy down there with Office Depot on his visor.
He's learned that Office Depot was not the key.
Yeah, that's back when he was putting crippled dude's numbers on his visor. Thankfully, we don't have a lot of injured people this year, so there's no need to pull out Velcro numbers for Sirianni. So, yeah, we won a game on Thursday.
Which is
performance
awesome.
Tiers are up game. On the YouTube page. Exactly. We survived. So thoughts on that are over
Bills
on the YouTube
did not
page.
Survive their trap game.
They did not. The Jets are pesky, dude. Six and three.
Little pesky
Jets. I like them.
Benny and the Jets.
I like them.
I don't want to get two X's and O's and two football and dive completely off Eagles like from the second. But your boy watched a little football yesterday.
Ooh.
And a team I really like.
Oh, no.
The Titans.
No.
Dude. No, I'm not going to pick them. I just mean they play.
You're allowed to like them.
His face. He was like, this late when I told him I wanted the Penguins. He was just like, no.
I just mean like they play really good football.
They
Their
so that
defense was.
That game was supposedly wild. We missed it. We were getting ink done.
Like 19-8, 18-9, something like that, going into the last like 2 minutes. In favor of the Titans.
I saw Travis Kelce, Jason's brother, the brother of Jason Kelce, Eagles center, threw his helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty bummed out.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was all about, but people were making bowling.
Bowling references.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everything is Wii bowling.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
strike.
Yes. Travis Kelce was upset last night. Jason was not. He got a win on Thursday, and he was excited. Christmas album coming out in 16 days for those keeping up. We are here.
It definitely was we're both like, oh, no, please don't. Please don't be the typical Eagles. Please don't. And then Jalen Hurts and Sirianni had a little bit of a talk, and it seemed like everybody came back out.
Yeah,
like,
Sirianni did his thing. He got in there, and he handled business at halftime.
That is one.
He said he gave his reprimands to his son.
Yeah.
Like,
he
get
layeth,
your shit together.
Yeah, he layeth the smacketh down on the roster of.
We know. We know you're in your hometown, but fix your shit.
Right. Yeah.
That is a game that a bad team loses.
Yeah.
Like, that's. I mean,
first half, dude. Yeah. Asshole was so tight, though. I'm not even gonna. I'm gonna keep it 100, as the kids say. Your boy was nervous.
You weren't nervous.
And
you were like, here we go, doing this shit again. I'm giving up. I'm done.
I'm sick of this shit.
And I was
like,
you never know.
Feeling.
You never know. Yeah. They got this. They're pesky. They got this. And then they came back out and looked like they gave a shit.
Yeah. So the Birds beat the Texans. However, you know.
You don't want to celebrate that. But at the same time, like, if there was a game on the schedule to lose, it was probably that one. Like,
short rest, dude, across time zones. Like you said, it's that typically you slip up there.
7-0. Going into it, so like
7-0, 8-0, best start in franchise history, dude.
That's the stub your toe game.
Yeah, we made it,
and he didn't.
Nope, we made
Hashtag
it halfway.
You made it.
Yeah, halfway through the year without a blemish.
Yeah.
meanwhile, though, however, the city against the city of Houston did not do so well on the diamond.
Yeah,
dude. Fuck the Astros. I'm sick of this shit.
Same.
And I was like, okay, Destiny Squad here.
Literally,
what's up?
Everyone in the world, well, not everyone in the world, everyone in the country was upset except for the state of, or the city of Houston.
Yeah,
for that one.
Yeah, well, they're cheaters, right? And like, nobody wanted them. Like,
yeah,
people
no one.
Were texting, like, pulling for you guys. Like, cool, pull harder. You know,
like I told you, it's got to be a big deal if I'm rooting for Philly in the series.
Everyone
like,
hates us across the board, yeah. Dude. And this is the one place, except Super Bowl 52, where everyone came to unite and go, you know what? Go ahead.
Yeah. Beat those
and,
jerks.
Yeah. Well, game three happened and it was the fucking five homers and it was like, oh, dude.
Well, they look
yeah.
good. I mean, the games they won, they look good.
Yeah. Well, and then
45,000 people were at that game.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yep. And game four happened. They had the combined no hitter and I was just like,
it's probably the stopper.
Yeah. I don't know. Cause then we got when we lost game five at home, I was like, done, dude.
Yep.
We're not winning two in Houston after that shit. And we're in the record books for good shit, and we're in the record books for a lot of shitty shit, too. Look at Game 3 and 4 back-to-back as a perfect example. Tied a World Series record for home runs in a game by a team, and then the next game we become the only team that can combine no-hit shutout in fucking World Series history. Yeah. Welcome to fucking Philly.
Actually, no, the Quakers were we learned that this weekend. The Quakers were one of Philly's worst teams.
Original Philly hockey team, dude. Yeah,
they lasted for a year when it ended up being during the Great Depression in 1930 and ended up being $400,000 in debt by the end of their
and this times. By the way is a conversation for gear freaks.
Mm-hmm.
Gear cheeks
the Quakers.
Oh my god,
if you haven't seen it yet, don't look at it for live reaction.
Okay,
but it is hot
asshole.
That can be a good thing, but hot garbage.
Anyway.
Yeah. Straight terrible. So the Phils lost. Then the fucking Union, dude. The Union made it to the MLS Cup. Two fucking game six was on Saturday, so was the MLS Cup against goddamn LAFC, the same team that beat the Timbers last year.
That's frustrating for several reasons, but mostly because Philly's been on fire all season in the MLS.
The Union have been fucking gross, dude.
Yeah.
And so it was like, okay, like I'm not big soccer guy and they're not my MLS team, but it's the fucking hometown, dude. Fuck LAFC.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't watch a single second of that shit, but I was still like, all right, well, let me give a look-see real quick. And I was like, oh, we lost that too.
Yeah.
We're 0-2 in championships in this one day.
Literally,
fuck.
Every Philly media thing, because I now follow these things, of course, as one does. All of them
don't
are like
that. I follow Baltimore too.
You don't, but it's okay. Anyway, so the Philly media is like, it is now on the Eagles, solely on the Eagles, to win this. Because
it's all
I mean,
on you, Sirianni.
I mean, you know,
I don't. Well, I mean,
bring it home.
They
to
look
the
best, you know, of the three. But
the Flyers aren't totally ruled out, are
right,
they?
No.
No, it's still early.
It's still early, and they're still in the mix.
Oh, for sure. I forgot to say, the Quakers, their end score for the year was 4-36-4.
Wow.
Won four games, dude.
Cool.
Won four games. Yeah.
I meant to say that. Sorry.
We brought in the Great Depression hot in Philly in the 2-1-5. I don't think they had
I like a 44-game season.
Short fantasy though. I like the grind that
wouldn't
is fantasy hockey.
Because there's four ties.
Did you say 4-36-4?
Yeah. I don't really understand the four at the end. I'm
yeah, that's watch. Overtime losses.
Oh,
which
okay.
actually back then probably was ties. They just recently decided ties were unacceptable. Which I wish you would get on board, NFL. live burps, pardon. Yeah. But yeah, dude, so it was a rough, like, you get geeked, you wake up Saturday morning, you think, okay, we got a chance to fucking
there could be two
do something
chips
here.
In the city.
Yeah, two
he
parades.
He woke up thinking, like, it was another wonderful day to be a Philadelphian.
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
was like, I just want to drink.
Yes, and it's like, so we go from being the hot city to just nothing. And I'm like,
oh, you remember those sweatshirts you wanted to buy? They're probably like $2 now.
They probably are.
Because it was like grease the poles or whatever, and it had the Philly's
colors and the old school 90s Philly font. And I was just like, I have to have one of these.
And I was like, just wait a minute, you know, you never know.
And now they're going to be giving those shits to kids in
like,
fucking Zimbabwe or whatever. like
the NFL shit.
Yeah.
You may have.
The losers like, fuck this shit, dude. It was just depressing because it's like we remembered the city that we play for. And now I was like, you know what? This feels right. It didn't feel good to feel like on top of shit for a while. This feels about right. Embarrassing. Cool. Please don't do this, Eagles. Please don't.
I think I'm, you know, you half expect it from the Phils, even though you didn't want it to happen. The Stros are just.
They're fucking.
There's a reason we hate them.
Yes.
You know? They're the new Sox from a couple years ago. They're the new Yanks. That's like, constant winning.
Dickhead Dusty Baker and his wristbands.
But I am very thankful to the Phils this year, as mentioned several weeks in a row now. Mm-hmm. They took out the Cards.
Yes.
They took out the Braves.
Hell yes.
And my my hatred for, you know, a couple weeks, the Pods.
Yeah, I'll say this. My interest for baseball in 2023 is definitely higher than it was in 2022.
There you go.
So for whatever that's worth.
Usually helps go. When your team does good.
There you go, Phils. Yeah, fuck, we hadn't made the playoffs in like 12 years.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So, yeah, man, there's that. We are also wanting to mention really quickly and then touch on one other thing before we get out of here. Quick episode this week. We're going to the Flyers beat the Sens this past week. Drew scored the first goal in his first game against his old team, but we ended up beating him 2-1 up in Ottawa. And kind of hot. Played his ass off, dude. Best
he
goalie,
really did, man.
Best goalie in hockey this year, dude.
Oh.
Your boy snuck him in late in the Tugnut Cup draft.
And Joe had words.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. So
cat a hat.
We got the win, and we're going to be going, the three of us, V, Sean, and I are going to be going this Saturday when Giroux comes back to Philly, to the Farg, to play the Flyers.
Nice.
So we're going to get lots of pictures and lots of videos.
We're going to have a lot of stuff coming there. It's the only goal is to get a family photo with Gritty.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That I don't win or lose.
He says this, but he's already said he wants Gritty to sign his arm so he can get it tattooed.
I do.
It's
yeah.
a whole thing. I just
bring a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Gritty, can you please sign? And then leaving the phone
immediately. And he's gonna squeak his tummy and he'll probably sign it. Who knows?
Yeah, I hope. I hope because I will so be fangirl at TRL Carson Daly Backstreet Boys. R.I.P. Aaron Carter, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
There's
some
weird shit going on with that.
Yeah.
Very weird shit going on with that. They wanted him gone. But I'll take my tinfoil hat off for a little bit before I end up gone speaking into a live microphone. But yeah, so Flyers game.
We already established this isn't live.
Microphone is.
Yeah. It'll come out.
I'm not editing.
It'll come out in a couple hours.
Well, there you go.
If I disappear.
Redact it.
Yeah. I pissed off
cut
the
it.
Wrong
what do they always say?
Cut that.
They always say that on the Sunny in Philadelphia pod. If you listen to it, you'd know that.
I know. I'm way behind
throwing
on
shade.
That.
That's right. We plugged your pod to plug ours.
We did. Yes, that would be appreciated. We're kind of similar, you and us. So I wanted to, because V mentioned this during the Eagles game on Thursday night. And
oh yeah, I was very angry. Very angry.
Too.
I realized something as we were sitting there.
This is a gear convo. I did not even notice this through 8 games. Please go ahead though.
So I was sitting there and as they were playing the game, I was like, "You told me that they get new uniforms every game, right?"
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Why do they still have the same word font on their uniforms?"
Remember they changed the word mark, right?
Oh yeah.
Like literally like the beginning of the season, and they still have that same exact like word font right on the front of their jerseys.
Yeah, dude. Even in the end zone at the link now, it's got the new word mark.
Yeah,
it's still the
That's
same.
Weird.
Shit.
And he was sitting there. He was like, "How did I not notice this?"
Yeah.
It
and
was
I
a
was
glass
like,
shatter moment. Yeah, I was like, "This is bullshit."
I mean, not that the new word mark is like glorious or anything,
but it looks
but
like
still,
the old stuff.
Uniformity, please.
Yeah.
It looks like the Kelly Green stuff. That's why I thought it was cool. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of tired of the old word stuff. No offense.
It's very late 90s.
I was going to say.
Early 2000s. Yeah. It's very, come get your tickets to Monster Jam. $5. If you're going to do it, how did that slip through? You can. This is a team that robbed the fucking Saints of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who now leads the fucking league in interceptions with 5 in the last 4 weeks, and can do all this shit to make this roster that didn't look whatever a year ago turn into an undefeated fucking team. Jeff Lurie is a hell of an owner, and somehow that detail got past him. Nobody, not even a player, anybody, the equipment guy bothered to go, "Yo,
what's the deal with this?
Anybody notice we're still rocking the 2004s up here?"
But my thing is, like, they made a big deal about announcing this new the new word font, and then didn't follow it with the gear, like, at
yes,
all?
Yes, exactly. You can even buy hats with the new word mark on it as a fan, but you're still trotting out there in Energy Stadium Thursday night against Houston rocking the same old shit.
That's
what
interesting.
What are we doing? That's Detroit. That's like Lions, Cleveland Browns level shit.
What are you doing here, Eagles? You guys are rocking it 8-0, and I don't believe that you can't fix this. You can fix this.
It can easily be fixed.
Well, I mean, I don't know. At this
Sirianni,
point,
listen to us. You need to do this.
At what point does superstition kick in at 8-0?
That's a valid point. Oh, I'm superstitious.
Oh,
AF
no.
Too.
Now he's.
So
yeah.
Maybe we should just leave it. But the moment we slip up, I want that word mark changed.
get it together.
I'm not playing this shit anymore. But it was, dude, when she pointed that out, I was like, oh my. Now I can't unsee it.
$1 billion industry.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Like, fuck me.
And I
dude.
Think it's cool, like, the things on the helmet, like, love, you know, whatever they actually say.
Oh, yeah.
Say. Like,
the bubbly statements. Choose
that,
love.
It, you know, it's cool. Whatever.
It
but,
is.
So, but you can do that.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably more from the league than the.
Oh, it's totally yeah. the league. I think the players get to choose from like 12 phrases. Because mm-hmm. if you look, if you watch enough, it's all the same shit.
Yeah.
It's all, and there's like, there's no way somebody didn't want to be a smart ass and go like, fuck you on the back of my helmet
yeah,
or something.
Right.
Like, it's all like choose love and racism.
Yeah.
Love everybody. Mm-hmm. Breonna Taylor. And it's like, they're great. I'm not shitting on the message, but. It's like they had like a grab bag of like, you get to choose one of these 10,
yeah.
choose wisely,
yeah.
you know? And I would love to like pick a player and just watch like the debate of like, what phrase do I choose to put on the back of my helmet while they're putting like end racism in the end zone and shit.
Yeah.
They put end racism in the end zone while they blackball Colin Kaepernick from the league. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Just like player safety, but let's keep throwing everybody out there.
I learned about the USFL this weekend.
Yes, the original.
And, oh, the original?
Yeah.
I thought we talked about that when
we
were
did,
watching
but,
the...
But we didn't. He likes to watch documentaries because he's 52 years old.
Yes.
And so, like, and not just, like, watches, likes to watch them. He literally leaves them on all the time. So,
I've
like,
seen this one before. I've seen it, like, 12 times.
Like, I swear to God, Loki had gotten used to constantly having documentaries run in the background because that's all he ever watches. But anyway, so...
I like to learn.
He had the USFL one on, and I just sat down and was like, all right, whatever, fucking around on my phone. And I was like, I guess I'll listen, kind of. And then as I listened more and more, I was like, oh, well, why didn't anybody try to, like, you know, sue the NFL for being a freaking, like, entity? And he was like, oh, just wait. Oh, just wait.
Keep watching.
Keep watching. Because I was, you know, like, that. There's that whole, like, rule in the Constitution that you can't have anything be an entity or whatever. It can't be too big.
A monopoly.
A monopoly.
Yeah.
There you go. That's
and
the word.
And you must be the monopoly guy.
What a game,
yeah.
by the way.
I hate that.
I hate Monopoly.
Thank
what?
You. Yeah. Thank you. It ruins people's lives.
It does.
Oh, dude, I love Monopoly. Favorite board game.
Oof.
Favorite?
Yes.
That will not be. We will not play that on CKS.
Favorite board game.
Hate.
I'm here to say.
Actually, I kind of want to do it now because I'm curious if he gets like money hungry. Like
I fuck. Monopoly is dark.
The Monopoly
it takes too long.
It does take a while. You have to carve out a block and a chunk.
You need to carve out a week.
Yes.
I mean, we could do it in real. Sessions. We
it's
can do it in
so
sessions.
Good.
Get it? Couch cushion
Blah.
Sessions.
We can. By the way, kids, subscribe to Couch Cushion Sessions over on YouTube. If I can remember at 18 minutes in, we will link it above. But yeah, Couch Cushion, spelled the 420 way, and Sessions. Subscribe, won't you? And
I don't like how you keep coming on to the audience. You just going to wink at them like that? Like
I'm winking at the camera. The camera is sexy as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, whoever's watching, I don't give a shit. Thank you, though. Hit subscribe, won't you?
Yeah.
What about my sweet new shirt?
Oh, here we go with the Terrifier shit. I swear to God.
I'm all
He's
about
getting
this
a
movie.
Tattoo of Terrifier.
I'm getting Art the Clown in 2 weeks. When we got the paw prints
he
last
found,
night.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's afraid of clowns, and I was like, can I? And she was like, just get it somewhere I'm not going to see it ever, like on the back of your calf. I was like, okay, done. Next 2 Saturdays from now, what are you doing? And yeah, I can't wait, dude. Art the Clown is Christ. This horror movie
is
like
quick.
Yeah.
He climbed up the ladder quick.
Very quickly. I'm obsessed.
You
see,
I'm delighted.
The odds of me regretting this in 10 years are high. But I also have a McRib tattoo, as we've discussed.
Which everybody at the tattoo parlor loved. They were like, that's
so
cool. And he was just like, yeah. And I was like, I make him wear his socks.
Yeah, until you make me take them off.
But anyway, so yeah, that was, yeah, he loves Terrifier.
I do.
The story.
Great movie. I wish one of you people were horror fans so I could talk about it. I really want to talk about
it. He literally will try and find it. Oh, that and like anytime he can, he mentions it. Like every chance he gets. You've seen Terrifier? No, you've seen Terrifier. Like random people at the restaurant, like, you've seen Terrifier?
Are you a horror movie fan? My stepdad is like into fucked up movies. And I told him about it. I was like, the first one's on Amazon Prime, dude. And like DVDs have already been pre-ordered. So
like getting on it.
Let's do this, man. Let's have a party. I'm like, we will throw one. And like just an hour ago when we were over there, I was like, did you watch it yet? And he was like, no. Like, the fuck, man? What the hell are you waiting for?
Get on it.
Yeah. It's so great, man. It's so great. It's so gross, but it's also so great. We hope this episode's been. I don't know that it has been, but let us know in the comments, won't you? Hit the subscribe button as well. And, yeah, good luck. Good luck unseeing the fucking Eagles word mark shit, kids, because you won't.
You've ruined some lives today.
Yeah, exactly.
You're welcome.
Also, I don't know if we've mentioned this or not, but real quick before we get out of here, the birds' helmets look black when they're wearing the white gear, dude. Like, they do. What are we doing, man? Can we go back to the Kelly Green? I'm sick of this shit.
Anyway. He's getting very angry.
Midnight yeah.
Green. He's going to say that, and then they're going to play an evening game, and it's going to look awesome, and he's going to be like, you know what? I really like that color.
It looks cool at night.
So anyway.
Yeah, it's dark outside. And
that's all for Corey's repetitive thing, and I'm just going to sign off because he keeps talking.
Pre-game episode everybody. Next week.
Yep. As always, go birds.
Boom.
What a guy.
What a guy.
Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another great
what a guy. In
Philly.
Philly.
Oh, birds. Oh, okay,
that would be great.